The Italian tenor Luciano Pavarotti had undoubtedly one of the finest natural voices of all time. In a career spanning four decades, he achieved popularity of a kind never equaled. Pavarotti was more than just a star of the operatic stage. He reached a world audience when he joined Placido Domingo and José Carreras as the three tenors. His recording of Puccini's Nessun Dorma became the anthem for the World Cup. Pavarotti was not only a singer, he was a phenomenon. This film traces the life and career of the great tenor through seven arias, which defined the man and his music. The Curse of the Pharaohs was inspired by an eerie sequence of events that appeared to be linked to the 1922 discovery. On the very day Tutankhamun's tomb was finally opened, Howard Carter's mascot, a pet canary, was devoured by a cobra. Next, Carter's sponsor, Lord Carnarvon, fell ill in Egypt and died. Finally, and strangest of all, at the exact moment of Carnarvon's death, all the lights went out in Cairo.
At midday on April 12, 1996, Rita Glusman curled up in front of a cozy fire in a guest cottage at Long Island's Cold Spring Labs. She reached for a travel guide to Switzerland. She'd be there soon. She could hardly wait.
She had airline information, phone numbers to certain airlines.
Suddenly, she heard a key in the door. Within seconds, she was out a window and running. That's when security guards grabbed her. When the police arrived, they arrested her on the spot. They had spent the previous week assembling the pieces of a murder plot, as well as the pieces of Rita's husband.
44 here, I've got an accident. Request medical assistance immediately.
Scenes like this have become an everyday occurrence, whether coping with an accident victim at the side of the road or preparing a patient for transplant surgery. 21st century technology is set to revolutionize medicine.
I think in the future, we will be able to predict nearly all diseases.
Future hospitals.
The revolution begins here, in the operating room. In the hospital of the future, surgeons may perform operations without touching the patient or even being in the same room. In a fantastic voyage of the future, surgeons will guide ultra-precision instruments through the most microscopic parts of the body. Doctors at a hospital in Boston are pioneering virtual surgery.
There may well have been a universal original language, the language before Babel. And then, something happened. From one mother tongue, languages began to evolve. One tongue begot thousands. For some, the Tower of Babel explained it all, that mankind became jealous of God and built a vast tower. Up there, they could settle matters with a God who moved in such famously mysterious ways. God punished this act by causing every one of the builders to suddenly speak a different and unintelligible babble. It was the end of one tongue, one world. It's such a shattering moment that many cultures worldwide have their own Tower of Babel story. They all repeat the same pitiful saga of chaos brought about by a failure to communicate.